Chapter 2, Implementing a Business. When you open any business, even an internet business, you should make it official. This not only satisfied Uncle Sam, it also helps you and your family realize that your business is real and therefore important. The next step is actually building your business. Since you don't have a physical storefront, this means your website. Your website is your business. It is often the only contact customers will have with you, and it requires as much planning and design as an actual building would. In this chapter, you'll also learn how to use affiliates and autoresponders to boost your profits and automate your operations so that you can make more money with less effort. Hanging out your shingle. For most small businesses, getting started is simple as choosing a name and filing a form. However, you also have to decide whether to incorporate and learn how to navigate the occasionally crooked roads of business income tax. Making it official. If you intend to make more than $600 a year through your internet business, registering your business with your local county clerk's office is an advisable idea. You must report any income source that exceeds $600 on your tax returns. Though you can include your business earnings under additional income, you'll usually pay less taxes if you have an actual business on file, and avoid a potentially nasty confrontation with the IRS when they ask you where all your additional income came from. To register as a business, you need to pick a business name and file a form with the county clerk. The name of your business doesn't have to be the same as your website domain. Naming website domains will be discussed further in this book. You can name your business anything you want. If you have a service-oriented business, you might decide to call it Your Name Consulting. In any case, you should have several business names you can choose from in case the one you want is already registered in your county. When you've chosen a name, head to your local county clerk's office and file for a business certificate, also called a DBA, Doing Business As. You will have to pay a one-time processing fee, generally ranging from $30 to $60, to file this form. The county clerk's office will usually provide you with two official copies of the certificate, additional copies costing $1 to $5 depending on location. It's a good idea to pick up a few additional copies while you're there. Brick-and-mortar businesses are required to display their business certificates in a prominent place within their place of business. Because you're running an internet business, you don't have to do this. However, you should keep your business certificate accessible to you, as you may find yourself needing it on occasion. You Incorporated. Once you've filed a DBA, you are officially considered a sole proprietorship. Sole proprietorships are one of the four main forms of businesses. The others are partnerships, C-corporations, and S-corporations. The main differences between these types of businesses lie in the income tax and business liability laws that affect each one. Sole proprietorships are the most popular forms for small businesses to take. They adhere to the simplest laws and require less paperwork than the other forms. In a sole proprietorship, you as the business owner have complete control. You have the final say in all business matters, and you are also responsible for everything that happens with your business. The sole proprietorship form is the best choice for part-time businesses or those meant for supplemental income. While the advantage of a sole proprietorship lie in its simplicity, there are some disadvantages, particularly for businesses with high profits. When a sole proprietorship's profits pass a certain amount, the income tax levied against earnings approaches 50%. Also, business owners with sole proprietorships are personally liable for this business, which means that if your business fails or declares bankruptcy and you owe money to suppliers or customers, your personal assets can be used to repay your debts. This doesn't happen often, but it does happen. Partnerships are basically businesses with two or more sole proprietors. As discussed previously, partnerships can be complicated business forms. If you plan to set up a partnership, you must engage a legal professional to help you form the business. If you anticipate building a strong, profitable online business, you should consider incorporation. When you form a corporation, you will not only pay lower taxes, 20 to 25% as opposed to up to 50%, but you will also shield your personal assets from your business liability. This means that if your business fails, your creditors can't seize your house or your car to satisfy your debts. The drawback to incorporation is the initial cash outlay. It can cost from $200 to over $1,000 to file for business incorporation. There are two forms of incorporation, C corporations and S corporations. For most internet businesses, the C corporation is the best choice. The difference between the two types of corporations is, again, a matter of taxes. With a C corporation, all income tax is the responsibility of the primary shareholder, you, the business owner. In an S corporation, also referred to as a pass-through, some of the tax responsibility passes to other shareholders. If you end up less responsible for taxes with an S corporation, why is a C corporation the better choice? The answer is simple. How many shareholders are you planning to have in your company? If you're like most beginning business startups, you probably responded with, "What's a shareholder?" The rules and regulations for S corporations are extremely complicated and generally cause nothing but headaches for single business owners. Also, the tax savings are minuscule at best. With a C corporation, all of the business control still rests with you. Serving Uncle Sam. Income taxes are probably right up there on your list of things not to look forward to, right along with root canals and changing the litter box. Of course, for many moms, income tax filing results in a decent refund check. If you start your own internet business, will you have to say goodbye to those annual income infusions? Not necessarily. Although filing for income taxes is more complicated when you're a business owner, there are a lot of things you can do to ease the process and make sure that even if you don't end up getting money back, you'll at least end up not owing the IRS a few hundred dollars every year. Here are some tax tips every internet marketer should be familiar with. Sales tax shuffle. As an internet business owner, you're doing business with people all over the country and sometimes even all over the world. Sales taxes are supposed to be collected for every state you do business with. So, does this mean you have to figure a separate sales tax rate for every single customer who orders something from you? No, it doesn't. The legal definition of doing business says that you are only doing business in a state in which you have a physical presence, your home office. Therefore, you're only required to charge sales tax for residents of your own state. In fact, most internet businesses omit sales tax altogether to avoid confusion. Deduction Central. The idea of filling out an itemized deduction form for income taxes makes many people cringe. However, as an internet business owner, it's to your advantage to keep track of everything you can deduct from your income taxes. This includes office space, up to 25% of your rent, mortgage payment and utilities, equipment and supplies, and business-related travel expenses. Driving to your local office supply store for envelopes and paper clips? Keep track of your mileage and hang on to your gas receipts. They're deductible. Automated accountants? Good accounting software is one of the best investments you can make for your internet business. Programs like QuickBooks and Peachtree simplify your financial records and makes tax time far less painful. You can get links to more information on small business taxes in the resource section of this book. Getting a website. Your website is your business. Creating your website is the most important phase of your internet marketing plans. Customers will judge your business by what they see on your website, as that is usually the only contact they have. There are many considerations for designing and maintaining a dynamic website that attracts visitors and converts them to paying customers. In this section, we'll discuss where to get one, what to call it, and how to put it together. Free or fee? Why you should pay for internet hosting. There are hundreds of places on the internet that will provide you with free website hosting. You may even have free web space that came with your email account, depending on your ISP, Internet Service Provider. So why should you bother paying for a website? One reason is that most free websites come with long, unwieldy, and difficult to remember URLs. The URL of a website is the physical characteristic that you type into a browser's address bar in order to view the site. With a free web host, you'll generally end up with a URL that looks something like this. http://www.freedomainservice.nametag.com/your_creative_name. This not only represents a lot of typing, it's also hard for visitors to remember. If they don't immediately bookmark your website, they may not ever be able to find it again. Another reason to avoid free web hosting services is the lack of available features. Paid website hosting is generally inexpensive. You can get a good web host for between $5 and $20 a month. For the money, you'll get plenty of features and options that will allow you to create a dynamic website and offer your website visitors an enjoyable online experience. Free websites often end up with low-quality graphics, poor overall appearance, and navigation difficulties that turn away visitors who are used to an easy one-click access to everything. Need more convincing? Free web hosts have to make money somehow, so your free website will feature banner or pop-up advertisements for other businesses. This is not only unprofessional, it's annoying, and it can draw visitors away from your website when better deals appear. Remember, your website is the most important aspect of your online business. The small monthly investment you make in a good web host will be worth every penny. Here are a few inexpensive, high-quality website hosts to start you out. Homestead at www.homestead.com and BraveNet at www.bravenet.com. The domain name game. Naming your domain can be tough. A website domain, the letters, numbers, and characters that appear in the URL between the www and the .com should be easy to remember, reflect your business, and not resemble the domain names of your competitors. It also has to be a domain name that is not already registered to someone else, which means you can't be mommy.com or google.com. Like your business name, have several domain name choices ready. You should also know which web host you're going to use before you register your domain name. You can register a domain for free with a domain registry, but most website hosts include the service with setup. It's less complicated to simply register your domain and sign up for a hosting package at the same time. The host will check domain availability for you during the sign-up process. Your domain name should be as simple and memorable as possible. Because there are so many websites out there, you'll probably find at least a few of your top choices are already in use. You can use alternate spellings or characters to a point, but too much and you end up with something illegible. If all of your choices are taken, consider using a different domain extension. Your top choices might be available with .net, .biz, .cc, or .info extensions. Templates. Web design for dummies. Many internet marketers are not computer programmers, but still manage to design great-looking websites. In fact, you don't even have to know any HTML coding to create your site, thanks to the magic of templates and page design programs. Most web hosts feature page design programs that allow you to drag and drop pictures and text on your web pages. Many also come with templates, pre-designed page layouts with a unified and customizable block of text, web buttons, and image placement. You can also use a program like Microsoft FrontPage or Dreamweaver to build your pages with an easy user interface and upload them to your server. Using one of these programs, you can save and make changes to your pages on the computer's hard drive. What makes a good website design? When planning your page layout, keep these considerations in mind. Clean, clutter-free pages. Websites with too much text or too many images are confusing and difficult to read. Most internet users won't bother trying to sort through the clutter. They'll simply look for another site. Easy navigation. Most websites have many different pages. It should be easy for your visitors to navigate from page to page on your website. The best way to do this is to include a navigation bar on every page that links to the rest of the site, either down one side or across the top. Unification. It's a good idea to use the same color and font scheme for all of your website pages. This makes your site look professional and helps to reinforce your business image. Fast loading. Lots of images and fast animation can make a great-looking website. But if your pages take too long to load, many internet users won't wait. Instead of loading up on the graphics, choose a few powerful images that represent your business or products. Even if you use templates or page design programs to build your website, it's a good idea to have a passing familiarity with the basics of HTML code. For instance, if you plan on using affiliate programs with your business, you may have to be able to paste snippets of code into your page to display the links. HTML, Hypertext Markup Language, is the underlying computer code that generates websites. You may have seen examples of HTML code in your email. If you've ever gotten a bounced message from another email server, you probably noticed a long block of nonsense text and characters following the server message. That's what HTML code looks like to non-programmers, one big mess. However, with a little bit of knowledge, you can demystify some of the code. When this string of seemingly undecipherable code is embedded in your website's template, this link is what appears on your page. The net's number one search engine. This particular code opens the link in another window, leaving your page open in the visitor's browser. Once you become familiar with the basics of HTML coding, you may be surprised at how easy pasting code into your template can be. To learn more about HTML coding, check out the resources section in this book. On affiliates and autoresponders. Affiliates and autoresponders are tools that help you supplement your internet marketing business. Affiliate programs can provide you with extra streams of income, while autoresponders simplify running your business and bring in more money by saving you time. The whys and hows of affiliate programs. With affiliate programs, other websites pay you to direct traffic to their site. The way it works, you place a link that contains an affiliate code on your website. Every time someone clicks a link, you earn money. Usually it's just a few cents per click, but those clicks can add up, and some affiliate programs will pay a percentage of purchases made by visitors from your affiliate links. It's hard to build an entire business around affiliate links, but they can create a nice supplemental income for your website. Here are some hints on running successful affiliate programs. Build your website content. This is the information on your website contained for your visitors, such as articles and other resources. Most affiliate programs will only accept websites offering quality content that relates to their site. A popular example of this is the Amazon affiliate program. If you can relate your products or services to something offered on Amazon, usually books, you can sign up for their affiliate program. Choose complementary affiliate programs, not competitive ones. If your website is geared for new moms and your main product is an ebook featuring time-saving beauty tips, you wouldn't want to enroll in an affiliate program for a website about beauty tips. Instead, look for an affiliate program that targets new moms in a different area, such as natural baby food or infant sleeping tips. When you've selected your target affiliates, contact them and explain why your website would benefit their customers. Affiliate programs will often include links to your website from theirs, and they don't want to promote businesses their customers wouldn't like. It's bad for their image and for yours. Be sure you have plenty of content on your website before you contact affiliate programs. Place links wisely on your pages. Many websites create a separate page for affiliate links. This strategy has limited effectiveness as not everyone will visit your links or resources page. Instead, consider featuring a new of your best affiliate links on your website's home page. Another good strategy for maximizing your affiliate links is to place them within the text of your website. For example, on a website about time-saving beauty tips for new moms, you may have an article or blurb about conquering under-eye shadows resulting from sleepless nights. At the end of this information, you can include a sentence that says, "Click here to learn more about helping your baby sleep through the night," and hyperlink the words "click here" with your affiliate code for the website on infant sleeping tips. There are thousands of online affiliate programs to choose from, so you should be able to choose those programs that work best with your business. Also, remember that the more traffic you generate for your website, the more likely you will be able to make money with affiliate programs. Autoresponders. Make money while you sleep. Sort of. An autoresponder is a software program that does just what its name suggests. Automatically responds specifically to emails. You've probably seen autoresponders in action, even if you didn't know what they were. Anytime you send an email and receive an instant message, such as when you sign up for a newsletter or request a password reminder, the address you sent the message to was linked to an autoresponder program. For many internet marketers, autoresponders are invaluable time savers. Webmasters use autoresponders for dozens of different tasks, including requests for more information about a product or service, password retrieval, newsletter and e-sign delivery, multi-part e-courses, customer support, opt-in mailing lists, visitor follow-ups, invoice receipt, and electronic product delivery. Autoresponders can automate many of your most time-consuming tasks. You can configure an autoresponder to deliver the same message each time an email is sent to the address, or to deliver a series of messages on a timed basis. There are many autoresponder programs available online with different available features and levels of customization. Some autoresponders are free, and you may even have autoresponder capabilities included with your email account. However, like free websites, many free autoresponders use third-party advertisements to generate income. You should choose the autoresponder program you'll use according to the tasks you plan to assign to them. If you're only using an autoresponder for simple functions like information requests or opt-in list building, you should be fine with a free autoresponder. However, if you plan to make heavy use of autoresponders, you may want to consider investing in a paid autoresponder service or program. To see a sampling of autoresponder services on the net, visit Automatic Responder at http://www.automatic-responder.com.